Bluegrass fans often line up hours before a speakeasy-style door opens each night to a dark club near downtown Nashville. Seating at the Station Inn is always first come, first served. In many ways, the Station Inn appears to be locked in an earlier time, but the Gulch neighborhood around it has been transformed. Now there are plans for a luxury hotel that would bring redevelopment to its doorstep, and that has some fans wondering how long the club can hang on. Reporter Chaz Sisk has the story.
Fans rush into the Station Inn on a late fall evening, vying for the best of its 165 seats. Among the folding metal chairs, cast-off church pews, and loungers salvaged from old movie palaces. For four decades, the Station Inn has served as a place where music lovers, up-and-comers, and country's greats can rub shoulders. On this night, even Guy Clark is in the audience. The club brings to mind an oversized 1970s rec room, cheap wood paneling, a Stroh's sign, faded concert posters. Bluegrass luminaries Ricky Skaggs and Sharon White have chosen this cozy venue to promote their new duets album.
It's kind of a Nashville landmark.
The atmosphere is still the same.
Same popcorn, same pizza, same hot dog. One, two, three.
Connoisseurs of traditional country music come from as far away as Costa Rica and Canada, Europe and East Asia to join the locals here nightly. The question is, for how much longer? The humble sandstone building sits in the heart of the Gulch neighborhood, a once industrial area that's being radically overhauled. A 22-story condo now casts its shadow over the club. An organic grocery has opened across the street. Nearby boutiques and coffee houses specialize in pricey denim and $4 brews. Proprietor J.T. Gray admits he's toyed from time to time with the idea of moving the Station Inn.
But every time we think about it and mention it to anyone, it's a no, you don't want to move.
Gray has seen the pace of development explode. Up the street, a hard-headed construction crew raises the steel supports for a new office tower, while another finishes the interior of a glassy condo building. Early next year, work is to begin on a 200-room hotel that would curl around the Station Inn like an apostrophe. A much scruffier area surrounded the Station Inn when Gray bought it in 1981. Back then, his neighbors were a few warehouses, a plumbing business, a tool and die shop, and a meat and three. And the Station Inn itself was on the rocks.
It was just the last people that owned it before me, they like knew the bar business, but they didn't really know the music business, the bluegrass people, the bluegrass bands, and how to communicate with all those people.
But Gray did. The slow-talking bass player from Mississippi had toured with Jimmy Martin, a pioneer of bluegrass. So Gray reached out to his friends in music, and it wasn't long before stars like Alison Krauss were filling the club. The father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, stopped in for jams, as would a not-yet-famous Dierks Bentley.
I didn't realize it until I did buy it, but but it took a year, almost a couple of years, to get it going again to where we would have good crowds, and the people were coming back in, you know.
Station Inn continues to draw zealous young musicians. At a Sunday night jam, a tousled 15-year-old pulls his guitar from a well-worn case, decorated with stickers decrying genetically modified food and big government. Luke Forrest first heard of the Station Inn watching concerts on YouTube. Nervously, he suggests a tune, New River Train.
I'm riding on that New River Train. I'm riding on that New River Train. That same old train that held me here, carry me away.
It's a little intimidating, but it's good. I mean, it's a good experience. I don't know, towards the end, things kind of loosened up there, so it was a little bit easier to sing something, kind of get out there.
Station Inn will mark 40 years in business this month. Gray himself is 68 and says he hopes to pass along the club once he can no longer run it. But its fate isn't entirely up to him. Gray rents the building, and the quarter acre beneath it is now worth nearly $500,000. Still, the property's owners have told Gray they won't do anything with the building as long as he runs the club. And the Gulch's master developer, Jay Turner, plans to build around the Station Inn rather than force it aside.
It's a wonderful amenity to have in the neighborhood and something that you just can't recreate. The Station Inn has a history.
For most of that history, economics have left the Station Inn free to be itself. But now that the club is no longer tucked in an out-of-the-way corner of Nashville, J.T. Gray maintains a philosophical outlook.
Of course, I have no control. You know, it's we have no control of anything, actually. But I hope and pray that the Station Inn stays like it is for as long as it possibly can.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.